is Radio X from Global.
A couple of things I'd like to just go through with you, if that's all right, from the news bulletin that you just did.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah.
So Global owns Radio X, Classic FM,
Smooth.
All the heart stations, all the smooth stations,
LBC.
And they're really excited because they've got local news reporters in each of the regions that they own.
Yeah.
So when they get bad weather and storms across the UK, they love it.
Yeah.
They get to ring up Johnny Local and go, hey, Johnny, can you do a report? When you're doing your report for your local news, can you do one for the nationals as well? And they go, yeah. And nobody was more excited than Steve Francis. That's in my opinion. Steve Francis, he got the call to be on national radio.
Okay.
And he did not disappoint. He delivered.
Okay.
They all delivered.
They all delivered. They always do.
I'm going to say Steve Francis, who I've never met.
Right.
He just wanted it a bit more than everyone else. Okay. So how many people do we hear from? Three.
Yeah, I can't fast forward on this system.
Doesn't matter. So the first one is...
Charlotte Gay in Bristol.
Charlotte Gay in Bristol.
Yeah.
So that's Charlotte in Bristol. And then, do you know who the middle...
I can't remember who the middle one is.
So we've asked Charlotte Gay in Bristol.
Yeah.
She'll do a little report for us. Mm-hmm. She did. And then some other gadget comes on. You listen to how excited Steve Francis is.
Okay, here we go.
I'm being told good luck if you're trying to get any further south than the edge of Devon from here in Bristol. The line between Exeter St David's and Tiverton Parkway is severely damaged by flooding. It's also affecting these people trying to go north.
Trying to get up from Exeter since yesterday at about 7. Ended up staying in Bristol for the night because they were all delayed.
Trying to get to Manchester.
Right.
I think the next train will be 8, but obviously seat reservations have become a bit of a problem.
Yeah. It just says delayed, we don't know how much.
I'm Simon Williams in the northwest, where Greater Manchester Fire Service dealt with 150 separate incidents.
He's doing all right, Simon.
Yeah, he's great.
Oldham,
he's doing. He's no Steve Francis.
The Environment Agency say around 100.
You're good, Simon. You're good.
The disruption.
You're no Steve Francis.
People trying to get to work this morning.
Here he comes.
Part of Manchester's tram network is down after a falling tree brought down overhead power lines.
I'm Steve Francis in Wales, where it's been a very scary night for around 150 ferry passengers and crew stranded on the Irish Sea. The Stena Line service was heading from Ireland but couldn't dock up in West Wales, as it was simply too rough.
Yeah.
He's going to try again around lunchtime.
That's right, and we'll be waiting to find out what happens.
That's good. They're all great, actually.
Thanks, Steve. You're the best. Charlotte's got a nice voice.
Yeah, really good.
See, Charlotte should come here.
Mm.
Can we get a Charlotte a job here? Because she doesn't have London newsitis.
She may not want to move. I mean, she's...
I know, and I can understand that. Yeah. But she doesn't have a news voice that goes like this. As a lot of the people here do have that voice. Dominic Byrne has this report. President-elect Donald Trump has suggested that Nigel Farage be ambassador to the United States.
It's true. It's called last word emphasis.
Is it?
Yeah, so people will put an emphasis on the last word.
It's a great name for a band.
Because you would never obviously go to the pub and say, can I have a pint and a packet of crisps? You'd never do that,
so
would you?
You're trained to speak like...
No, you're trained...
I would
train people to absolutely not speak like
but
that.
But some people are trained to speak.
Well,
no, I think
it's just a default.
It's a bad habit, that's all.
And we said this a million times. If you ever listen to sports reporters, especially on local radio, they're generally men, and they generally have a voice like this, and they affect like a fake lisp.
Mm.
Because for some reason... Onto sport now, as we look at the sports, they'll go, and over at the sports desk, here's, you know, Jonathan Peacock. Thanks very much, Tottenham Hotspur, we'll be heading to watch. And there's a sport voice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's also a news voice. And I shouldn't really say it, because I don't want to offend anybody, but it's stupid.
Right.
It is, and honestly, for me, in radio terms, it is the emperor's new clothes. That's the news from Global's newsroom. I'm so-and-so, so-and-so. And the inflection is, it's weird. The voice is weird. And everyone just carries on. And I'm sitting there going, as Dominic said, you don't talk like that in real life.
Mm, that's true.
I don't think it irritates people quite as much as it irritates
me. It doesn't irritate me. I just think it sounds stupid.
But it gets the news across. You're still...
Imagine, Pippa, if for no reason whatsoever, I started talking like this.
Well, I mean, long term.
Or even you. You or Dave? So we start the show, we go, morning, morning everyone, it's 6:30, here we are. Dominic?
Hi there, you're right.
Yeah, you?
Good, yeah, really good, thank you.
Pippa, how are you doing? Good morning, Chris, it's great to be here.
What?
Just saying how pleased I am to be in the studio today. Okay, that's great. Are you okay today? I'm absolutely fine. You're absolutely fine. Fine. Just say I'm absolutely fine. I'm absolutely fine. We'd have you committed.
Yeah.
We'd lock you up.
It's kind of, how does...
Who's your flatmate? Who's the girl?
Sarah. Or Emma?
Let's Emma. Emma, okay. Who dresses up as a man. That Emma?
No, it's a different Emma.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. So, you're at home...
By the way, Emma...
Yeah, we need some context for that.
Emma wore a friend's...
No, do you know what? You don't need to put it in context.
Fine, okay,
she
sorry,
likes
Emma.
To swap clothes with strange men. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
She's a very glamorous lady.
Anyway, that's t'other Emma. Right. So, you're at home tonight. Emma gets in from work.
Yeah.
You're on the sofa watching Tipping Point.
I'm a celebrity.
Half a bottle of Prosecco gone.
Right.
It's 4:00. She's left work early. That's why you've only had the half bottle.
It's red wine at that point.
Red wine.
Yeah.
And you go, is that you, Emma? And she pops her head around the lounge door and she goes, yes, I've just finished work. I got out early, so thought I'd come back and see what you're doing. You'd go, are you all right? I'm totally fine. I see you're watching I'm a Celebrity. I missed it last night as I was out. Emma, do you want to take a seat? That would be lovely. I see you're having red wine. I'll have white. And I just find, it's just silly. Why do people do that?
It's been like that for years.
And do they hear it? Like, do they, because it perpetuates itself like...
It does.
People go, that's how you meant to read the news. So they don't walk in the building like this. They don't walk up to reception and go, hi, I'm here to see James Rea, head of news. Yeah. Hello, I'm here to see James Rea, the head of news. Hello, I'm James. Can we give you an audition? Yeah, sure, yeah, no problem. You've read the news before? Yes, I have read the news before, yes. I've not worked in the studio like this. The mic quality is great. Okay, do you want to just do the little script? Yeah, sure. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Here we go. Wish me luck. I'm a bit nervous, actually. So, I can't believe I'm in this building. It's a legendary building.
Mm. Well, just take your time.
All right, thank you. From Global's newsroom at 7.
So can I stop you there?
What the hell are you doing? I'm just... It does say from Global's newsroom at 7. Yes. What does that say there? It says from Global's newsroom at 7. Just read it again. Am I getting it wrong? No, read it again. From Global's newsroom at 7. Yeah, so it's the 7:00 news from Global's newsroom.
That's right, okay. All right.
It does say, yes, it says it. What does it say? From Global's newsroom at 7. Yeah, okay. All right, so when you're ready, in your own time. From Global's newsroom at 7. And weirdly, seemingly, everybody in the building goes, OK, that's great. OK, so when would you like to start? Why does nobody go, hang on, they sound like an idiot. They sound like a moron.
Not a moron. I mean, I think it's a certain
style. It sounds weird.
Yeah.
Dom should be leading the charge. Yeah. Dom.
What?
Go and listen to Russ Williams on Smooth, who does the breakfast show on Smooth. Hi, Russ Williams here. I hope you're having a great good morning. Going to play some Jennifer Warnes and Ben Medley. I've had the time of my life. Come up next. He doesn't go, hope you're having a great day. Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Next.
Next. Look, I'm not saying I've got the best voice. I hate my voice. I've got horrible voice. I somehow decided to have an awful voice and choose radio as a career.
You haven't got a horrible voice.
I hate my voice.
Trust me, you've got a good voice.
It's not a good radio voice,
right, it's
though.
Not like now I sound a chalkboard, okay?
It's not...
So I've let it go.
I mean...
That's one person who said that, Pip. And they...
And you regret that, don't you, Dom?
Look, I don't have... I'm going to write a name down here. I don't have the best radio voice in the world, but I'm at least... I'm not that person.
It could be a lot worse.
Oh, my God, I heard them the other day. Oh, how does that person pick up a paycheck and not feel embarrassed? It's fraud. I'm sorry, I digress. We should move on.
Oh, dear. Let's go.